Okay, so it is with incredible hakara satov to Hashem for giving me this opportunity to explain the parsha. This week's parsha, Parshas Vayishlach. Tonight is Or Letet Kislev. It is the beginning of the ninth day of Kislev. And the first pasuk of Parshas Vayishlach starts, Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim Lefanav, El Esav, Achiv, Arza, Seir, Sede Edom. It's a very, very detailed description of Yaakov sending messengers to Esav. And instead of the pasuk, the Or HaChaim, we're going through the Or HaChaim. Instead of the pasuk, could have said Yaakov sent messengers to Esav. Very simple. In the words of the Or HaChaim, Tzarich Ladas. Tzarech ladas omar lefanav, lelo tzarech, gam lama hutzrach lomar tivas achiv. So why does it say, v'yishlach Yaakov malachim lefanav? He could have just said, v'yishlach Yaakov malachim elisab. And the second question is, gam lama hutzrach lomar tivas achiv. Why did he have to say, el isab achiv? Like, we know it's his brother. And, to specify where his brother was, because he would have sent the messengers to Esav regardless of where he was located. And additionally, why does it say Arza and not La'aretz, even though we already have explained in the Gemara Yevamos how the Torah will change a word from to le, like La'aretz, to Arza, like the Torah does that. But he's asking, like, again, but like, really, why? And he goes on to explain. Achin kavanata kasu, hilatet tam laomro, veyishlach malachim. Yaakov sent angels. Literally, angels, Rashi explains. Lama yishtamish b'mesharte elyon lo tzorach. Why can't Yaakov send ordinary people? Why did he actually have to bother to send real angels? Mesharte Elyon, the servants of Hashem. Ki yachol asot tadavar alidei mesharte adam gam bnei ish. He could have sent ordinary human beings. Alza amar lefanav pirosh letzad heotam lefanav. Because they were already there in front of him. Hashem sent them to him. Dan ki hursha leshtamish bahem. La asher yitztarech lehem midvar she'ein yachol asot alidei bnei adam. He felt that he was permitted to use them. Va'amar ki huzrach lehem letzad shashlichot hu el esav. Hu adam gadol ki yadu lefi divrehem zichon alavacha. Ushlichut acherim efshar shalo echshiv otam lahashivam. O efshar she'egdim lahakotam mibli hashiv. So it was a pretty dangerous mission. And Esav was a very important person, and there was a risk. So this way, by sending the angels, he wasn't risking any actual people's safety. And because they were angels garbed in fire and riding on horses, it's, as it says in the Midrash, Bereshit Rabbah, then Esav would be afraid of them and he wouldn't even try to do any harm to them. Even though he wouldn't be able to do harm, he also wouldn't even be put into a place of like Lo Titein Michshol. Like by sending Malachim, like, Esav also wouldn't have the test of doing anything wrong to them because he would be afraid of them because they're angels. But Omro el Achiv, why does it have to specify to his brother? Perosh, tam hishtadluso b'shlichut ze b'derech shalem rabanut. Letzad hiyoto Achiv, hayacha shalo yikanesimo b'machama, shema yamdulo zchut avotav. So he considered the fact that it was his brother, and maybe he wouldn't actually go to war with him, and that the schut of their father could assist. O yitzal zed hadach el esav shehu sone el achiv she'eno sone pero she'asu hashlichut le'erach asher yimsa'u im yimsa'u shehu sone tia shlichut b'ofen echad v'im yiru ki hu achiv tia shlichut b'ofen acher v'davar zal lo yichlu havin zulat ha'malachim ki anashim yachol hat osam. He wanted to have super objective, non-complicated people. So the Malachim could be very clear and objective and understanding. He wanted the Shlichut to be with a two-sided mission. It could be that he would send the messengers to Esav, and Esav would be in a mood of hating him. Or he could send the messengers to Esav, and Esav would be in the mood of being his brother, not hating him. So he sent the messengers with the two-sided approach of being able to respond to whatever mood Esav was in. Whereas with ordinary people, they could make a mistake or, you know, not be able to be as doing the response the way that the Malachim could. O yirtze shenitkaven lahakdim l'shloach hu shluchav. Kodem sheyida Esav mehazulat ki ba Yaakov. Al derach omram kadmeh l'rasha. Asher al ken bachar shloach ha-malachim shelo yistuchu l'alicha. V'makom shehem shama yasu shlichutam k'kol ha-olam k'arva amotam. Also, he had an element of stealth while sending the Malachim. The Malachim don't have to march for days to get someplace. There wouldn't be any advance notice to Esav that there were messengers on their way, because the Malachim, the minute they decide to be there, they're there. They just, like, they take one step and they're there. V'makom shehem shama yasu shlichusam ki kol olam b'karba otam. The whole world for them is like one little room. There's no concept of space and distance like there is for people. Behu omo vayishlach malachem atam lefanav Esav perush hem odam omdim lefanav hem osim shlichutam. While they're standing in front of Yaakov, they're already doing the shlichut of going to Esav, his brother. El Esav achiv hagam shehu b'malkom rachok, even though he was located in a physically distant place from him. Behu omro artza seir lazeh lo amar le'eretz ki lo yitztarchu lalachet. They didn't have to walk and march there. Eleach sru pneham v'daburim Esav. V'mam adam yamod v'ach sru lo hatshuva v'havein. It's like, imagine they could just turn around and, like, zoom. Like, imagine making a Zoom call with somebody who has the ability. And, like, you say, okay, make the Zoom call. They talk to them. They say, what do they say? They turn around and they give you the answer. This is what he said. They didn't actually have to leave Yaakov and come back. They just were able to, like, make that divine Zoom call to Esav and be like, so what's the deal? This is what's going on. And they were able to talk to both of them almost at the same time through this divine angelic ability. Ela yachzru pneim v'daburim Esav ma'am adam yamudu v'yachzru lo tshuva v'havein v'omros t'de edam perush kodem sheyitzi m'mkomo Esav yagyu b'shlichut. Okay, so we just went through a big portion of the Or HaChaim on the first pasuk. This was only just the first pasuk of Parshas Vayishlach. To continue, uvederach remez yichavin akasav lermoz shlosh hazmanim sheishtanu behem bnei Esav ha'achad yu Yaakov Esav midas ha'achva v'hu omro Esav achi v'ze haya ad Esav churban v'agam shahaya zman shahayu edom tachas yad Yisrael. So In this very, very deep explanation of the pasuk, the Or HaChaim is showing how the words of the pasuk indicate the three eras of the relationship between the Jewish people and the sons of Esav, the nation that came from Esav. So the three eras that come out of there are Arza Seir. Sorry, okay, the first one is Lefanav. Okay. Esav Achi, that's the first era. From this time until the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, this was the time where Edom was under the rule of the Jews. It was a very short time that this existed. And then the second era was from Chorban of Beis HaMikdash until the coming of Mashiach, that Esav has the upper hand, and the greatness or the rulership of Jewish people is not recognized by him yet. And that's indicated by Arza Seir. There's a patach vowel underneath the aleph to show that they have the upper hand. And the third era, they had the upper hand, let's say, Vashlishi, the third era, by Amim HaMekuvim Lanu Shiatia Edom Yeresha. In the days of Mashiach, we are going to inherit. And this is referred to the words today, Edom, Kasada Techaresh, like a field, they will be plowed. Meaning that the Jewish people will inherit the rulership that previously had belonged to Edom. And this is very interesting insight by the Or HaChaim. So I hope you enjoyed this little tidbit of the Or HaChaim on the Parsha. Bezrat Hashem, I hope to continue next time. This has been Rivka Charloff. You can send me your feedback to rivkacharloff@gmail.com, and enjoy studying the Parsha.